I mean, you could, but I'm not going to do this twice.
This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
Sadly, yes.
Sadly. All right, welcome to the podcast. It's the Big Party Show, After Party podcast. You guys know this. You guys listen, and thanks for tuning in. And by the way, if you guys have anyone that would like to sponsor the show, we're asking you to just reach out to us at 402-915-0962 or bpscrasher@gmail.com. We'll take good care of whoever you are. That's 100% guaranteed. We won't owe your money back.
No money back. That. Exactly. They're like, you did not live up to my crazy expectations. Money back.
All right. So what is this called? It's the quick service restaurant rankings of 2026 just broke.
Ooh.
And Chick-fil-A's reign is over.
Really?
It's the first time in more than a decade that Chick-fil-A is no longer the highest rated quick service restaurant in the American Customer Satisfaction Index, the ACSI. Can you guess who's second? Who's first? Who is first? This is when you get to win it. You get to win a prize.
Is it Chipotle?
It's not Chipotle. Chipotle's not even on the list. I don't know if they would be considered a... They're not even on the list.
I don't anywhere. Know. I mean, some of them have drive-thrus. I don't know. Maybe you have to have a drive-thru at every single one in order to be.
No, because there's Subway here. I'll go down the list, okay? Little Caesars is 15. I still haven't. I guess I did have a Little Caesars pizza before, and I did like it, Molly, because you had talked about it. And
the kids get it. I'm like, I think this it's is good. Terrifying. Like, we live in Chicago, and they're like, we get Little Caesars. I was like, clean your mouth out with soap. I'm just saying that to me.
I liked it, to be honest with you.
But at the same time, I'm like, it's a $5 pizza. Fine. Yeah. You're not worth anything more if you're going to, like, eat that kind of stuff. Fine.
This is what I was amazed by, because I'd never had one, and I need to go back now. I had it that one time. The toppings on it, like the vegetables, seemed fresh. Fresh than anything else. I couldn't believe it, because I've had Domino's, I've had everyone else's, but I just thought it was good. So I'm with you and your kids for that $5 pizza. How does that work, by the way? It's just already made or something?
No, it's just one size. So you're not ordering small, medium, or large. It's just they have one size, and it's $5.
Okay. That's it. All right. Wow. That's nuts. All right. Dunkin' is number 14. You love Dunkin'.
I love Dunkin'.
13 is Culver's. I'm surprised at that. I do love me some Culver's.
We probably get it once a week.
Okay. And then this must be quick service, right? We got Burger King at 12.
Okay.
Then Subway at 11. And then Starbucks falls in there at
10.
At 10, which is interesting. Raising Cane's is 9. Domino's. 8, 7 is Pizza Hut, and then 6 is Papa John's. Have you ever had Papa John's?
Mm-mm.
I haven't either. That's a Shaq deal, isn't it? I think he owns all those Papa John's or something like that. Yeah, I think so. Number 5 is KFC, and then Panda Express is at 4. I couldn't tell you the last time I had Panda Express.
No.
I laugh at that place sometimes when I drive
by. I
don't
even know where one is. There's one on Saddle Creek, I think.
Uh-huh. And there's one by Costco also. Yeah. So they're number 4. And then number 3 is Jimmy John's. Chick-fil-A is at number 2. And the number 1, Jersey Mike's.
What? I never would have guessed that.
I never would have guessed it either. Have you had a Jersey Mike's sandwich before?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's good, Molly. It's really good. But my problem is that it's expensive for that sandwich.
Okay.
That's the reason why I don't go there, because I'll spend, you know, a bunch of money on a sandwich. And I generally don't eat sandwiches.
Yeah, I can't tell you the last time I had like a Subway sandwich, you know?
Yeah.
We were going to hit Potbelly's And I was like, hey, you guys, like, I was out with the kids. I was like, do you want to grab Potbellies? It just sounded good. And they're like, no, they don't like sandwiches.
They don't
These
like sandwiches?
Are so, I don't. I'm like,
but they love
do
themselves
you?
Some Little Caesars.
Yeah, they do. And macaroni and cheese.
Really?
They love macaroni and cheese. Like, seriously, it's one of those things where I'm like, we just had that last night for dinner. They're like, I mean, I'd eat it again. I'm like, well, you can't. I mean, you could, but good, I'm not going to do this twice. Like, we need to have some variety. Not everything in your diet has to be varying shades of beige.
No joke. What's that Potbellies? Is that a sandwich stop, Ben? Mm-hmm. I've never been to Potbellies.
Ooh, it's good.
Is it really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's they send it through, stop, like, the toaster oven. They've
okay.
got, like, so, I mean, it gets, like, toasty and melty and stuff. It's really good.
Okay.
I'm hungry for one today now. No, I
put
might,
that
might
on
just
the
have
list.
To, like, run out and get one.
You know, I saw a buddy, he was doing a food review of Arby's.
Shut up.
Yes, he did a food review of Arby's because they have, like, a cheesesteak there.
Yeah, they've got the meats.
They got the meats. He said he spent, like, $20 on this sandwich, right? And the thing was massive. I couldn't even believe the size of it. I'm like, geez. And he gave it a good rating. He does all kinds of different food reviews everywhere.
Arby's?
He did Arby's.
Not on a dare. I couldn't even tell you where one is.
I know where they're at. I drive by them all the time, but I just
Do
don't
you really?
Have... Yeah, I live in Fast Food Central.
That's
Miller,
right. I forgot
can't...
that you do live on that corridor where they literally have everything.
They're everywhere. There's more fast food restaurants within a mile radius that I think more than anywhere in the city. I can't even believe. Because there's over there by the station where we worked at.
Yeah, there was one over by there. You're right. Yeah, there's one over by Mockingbird. But here's the thing that I just realized. Taco Bell's not on your list of top 15.
No, they're not. Shame, shame, shame.
How is that?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Pizza Hut wasn't on there either.
Yeah, Pizza Hut's number 7. Pizza Hut is number 7. Godfather's
isn't on it. Oh, yeah, you're right. Pizza Hut was number 7. Okay. But Taco Bell was not on there.
Godfather's isn't on there either.
Yeah, but God's isn't national, really.
Okay.
It's regional. Not, It'd be it's like, regional. Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where I don't, outside of the Midwest, I don't know where I've seen Godfather's.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Sort of like an Amigos or like a Taco John's, you know, where it's like you see them here, but like.
You just don't see them all. Mm-mm. Like,
no.
Do the kids like Godfathers at least?
Yeah, they do like Gods.
Okay.
So when we're back in Omaha, we don't have Godfathers in Chicago.
Okay.
But when we're back in Omaha, we'll get Gods.
Okay.
That's usually a staple. There are a couple things that we'll like for sure get. Godfathers is one of them.
Okay. Did you see that they got a new Godfather? The other one
they
retired.
Did?
Yeah. I like the original. To be honest with them, that nothing against.
What did
that's the one I grew up with. Every time we go to Godfather's, there was always like that cutout of him there.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know what happened to him. He died or something. I don't know. But then this other guy, he was a Godfather for a while. And then now they have a new one anyway. So I don't know.
The other thing that they get when we order is so they'll always get like they'll want like the breadsticks.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the cinnamon monkey bread.
Ooh, cinnamon monkey bread.
And it's, like, do crazy because I'm like, so basically we're just ordering 3 different types of bread.
Yeah.
Like, one is
cinnamon
bread with,
monkey bread.
One is bread with garlic butter. One is bread with tomato sauce and cheese.
Yes.
And then one is bread with cinnamon, sugar, and butter. Like,
the
okay.
good stuff. Yeah, I can't stand sweet
Seriously,
stuff
I was like
that. I don't...
Honestly. How many loaves of bread are you eating for dinner tonight?
We got the 5 chicken chains. Chicken chain. Say that 5 times fast.
Chicken chain.
Chicken chain, chicken chain, chicken chain, chicken chain, chicken chain, chicken chain. Maybe it's not as hard as I thought it was.
Right. You're like, okay, I guess I can do it. And if I can do it, anybody can.
Yeah. All right. Number 5, Popeyes. Welcome to Popeyes.
Okay.
I can see that. This is the top 5. Wingstop at number 4. Do you ever go to Wingstop?
My husband does.
Does he really?
Mm-hmm.
I love me some Wingstop.
Yeah. You guys like wings. I don't.
Oh, God, we love wings. And when they had the wing, remember when the wings were super expensive? Was that some kind of shortage?
There was like a wing shortage, yeah.
Yeah, remember that? Isn't that weird? I'm surprised there's not shortages all the time. How many stinking wings? I mean, what happens to the rest of the chicken? You know, it's like...
I don't even want to know.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Growing wings and goo somewhere.
Yes. I still can't eat wings.
Since you had that horrible discount accident at your house, I don't blame you. I'd be off wings for a good long time, too.
I can't eat them. I don't know why. I mean, I know why. And so now when I shop, Molly, you guys go back to the other podcast. I got some discounted meat, chicken, and it was bad when
it wasn't
I got
worth
it. I opened
it
up. Yeah, it wasn't worth it. I ended up paying more. And here's the thing that was strange, Molly, because remember I said it was $10? It was half price at this store. Well, when I went to Walmart, I looked at their wings, just looking at, I was looking for something, and their wings were only $12.
That's
so basically,
what you said.
That store marks it up to $20, then knocks it down 10 price, you know, 10. And so you think you're getting a deal. And now whenever I shop and I see discounted, doesn't matter what store it is, I walk right by.
You're like, never doing that again.
Don't ever do that again. I'll never do it. And I look at the, it's got to be eaten by date. And I'm like, I'm not even going to mess with it. So anyway, Wingstop is number four. I was going to say for Peter, he loves chicken, correct? He's KFC guy. He's all that. Because when they had that wing shortage, I believe Wingstop moved over to thighs. What a smart move that was. They added thighs to their menu to keep people coming for chicken. I know too much about that. Wingstop. Number three is Raising Cane's.
Okay.
And then KFC, that's Peter's number one. And then Chick-fil-A is number one. KFC was number two. Burger, you know, burger chains, Five Guys, Wendy's, Sonic, Culver's, Burger King. You still do the Burger King, right? You like Burger King?
Yeah, Burger King, but they're really on Culver's now. They really love Culver's burgers.
Oh,
the big
so
thing
good.
At our house because is Portillo's.
Portillo's.
It's a Chicago chain. It's so good. They've got like char burgers. It's really, really yummy.
Oh, it's a burger. So Portillo's.
It's a burger. They have burgers. They have hot dogs. They've got like baked ziti. They've got all sorts of different stuff. Italian beefs is a big one of theirs.
I can't do those Italian beefs because the meat, you know, when they dip it in the sauce, I've tried it. I don't like in the au jus, I don't like soggy, squishy bread.
Yeah, then that would not be for you.
No, that's not good for me. It's nauseating to even think about it. So Portillo's, huh?
Yeah.
What about hot dogs? How did you guys become is it because Nathan's is out of Chicago?
Nathan's isn't out of Chicago. It's out of New York.
What's out of Chicago?
Vienna Beef is the one.
Vienna. Beef.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when Peter and I was visiting and Peter
went to
and I
the
went
factory
on a
store.
We went to the hot dog tour. We did a hot dog tour. That was crazy. People, you can go and eat hot dogs in the cafeteria.
Oh, yeah.
Of that factory with other factory workers. It's like you're a factory worker now, but you're eating hot dogs. That was fascinating. Why don't more people do that? Omaha
They were
Steak
giving away hot dogs at work yesterday.
Giving them away?
Yeah, somebody brought in. They won some local restaurant won a hot dog competition, and they brought in boxes and boxes of hot dogs.
With the bun included?
They were cooked. They were all wrapped individual.
Oh. Did you get yourself some?
No.
You didn't. You don't eat hot dogs.
I don't. I thought about it. I thought about grabbing one.
Why not?
But then I was like, I'm just not in the mood. It was like 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I'm not eating a hot dog.
Yeah.
Everybody else is like, I'm having a second one. I'm like, you can have mine. I was so excited because this week was birthday bagel week.
What's that?
Man.
Somebody's birthday, they get bagels?
No, they do this once a month to celebrate the whole month of birthdays. They have birthday bagel day. And it's
really?
Like 9 o'clock in the morning. They put out a whole breakfast spread with bagels and all sorts of sweet treats and fruit and everything like that. And like all these different schmears that you can put on your bagel.
What a fun place that you work at. I know you got to work those early hours. Right. But God. You know,
yeah. So it snuck up on me. So it was so crazy. I go into work and they're like, today's bagel day. And I was like, today's birthday bagels? What? I missed the email. They're like, so it was like this awesome surprise. Like I was like,
really?
I was so excited. I was like, it's happening today. Yay. And then I was like thinking about it. I'm like, I'm on vacation next month, but I'll be back in time for birthday bagels.
So do they do it at the middle of the month then? Is that the deal?
They do it like the last
few week or something.
Yeah. So like next week, since everybody's gone, usually they do it the last week of the month. But I think because next week's a holiday week that they're that they bumped it up. But usually, yeah, it's the last Monday or Tuesday of the month. And so you're
okay. And when's your birthday's in September, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it the first or the second?
It's the second.
Okay. All right. That's right. Because mine's the 31st of August.
So birthday bagels could actually be on your birthday. I mean, you could be the lucky recipient of it actually being your birthday bagel.
Oh, wow. On the 31st?
Oh, my God. It's so great. The office manager, she's the sweet woman named Marlene.
Marlene.
She's like, oh, my God. She's been with the company for like a million years. She's everybody's like in-house mom / grandma. She's so cute. So she's the one that goes shopping for birthday bagels. And I was like, I love it when you bring scones. She's like, I'll be sure to bring them next time. I was like, thanks, Marlene.
She shakes her head and walks away and goes,
no, she's like, what is up with the new girl? Already making special requests. But like, if you could get those mini scones, that would be top notch.
Bagels, huh? And then you guys get food all the time there. That's great.
We do get food. I mean, it's feast or famine. I mean, there was one day where I came in when I worked last Saturday and there was leftover food on the counter from like the day before. I was like, gross, like sick.
Really?
Like it was like churros, you know, where it's kind of like shelf stable. But at the same time, you're like, no, like if it's not eaten by the end of the day, this is a weekend. Like nobody needs to be eaten on 2-day-old churros.
No. God, no. No.
If you're looking for a better way to reach customers, let's talk. The Big Party Show podcast offers affordable advertising, sponsorships, host-read endorsements, contests, and social media promotions that connect your business with an engaged local audience. Call 402-915-0962. Or email bpscrasher@gmail.com. Let's build something great together.
Hey, I have a question regarding food, of course. Are you familiar with A2 dairy?
Yes.
Okay. Wylene has intolerances, right? And she was talking to a doctor or something, and the doctor recommended for her and her dad to try A2 dairy.
Doesn't it like not have lactose in it or something or whatever?
It still has all the stuff. It's just different. It's milk is what
it is. Yeah, no, it is milk, but like they take out something.
Something is taken out of it. So basically, if you have lactose intolerance, there's still lactose in it. It's just more, you'll still have issues. But if you have something else, I don't even know what it is. But anyway, so Wylene tried it and she drank a glass of milk. Now, she hasn't had a glass of milk as long as I can remember. I didn't even know her, you know. You should have seen her drinking that milk. She was like, oh my God, I miss this so much. So she drank a glass of milk. I also got her some A2 ice cream that a company makes. Right. And so she ate half of that and she has no stomach issues. And I know that you have some dairy issues. So I was just going to throw that at you real quick. Try it. A2 gets you through. Maybe. Don't you have lactose issues?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hit or miss. I mean, I'll just roll the dice sometimes. Like, I'll just be like, you know what? I'll pay for this on the back end. I don't care. I'll have horrible stomach aches. No, it's not like that. I get like really bad stomach aches. Like I get like really, like it's not the other,
It's not the other. I'm the other. I don't get the stomach aches. I have problems with the other. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about Wylene, but I just message her and she's fine. And I'm like, well, that's good news. Now I can make more stuff with dairy.
Yeah. I mean, that's a game changer. Do they make cheese and things like that too? They make the whole, whole line?
All of it was at Whole Foods.
Okay.
I've never seen it anywhere.
Is it so expensive?
No, it's not. I'm so surprised. It's about the same price. They have yogurt.
Okay.
It's just A2. It's not a specific company either. There's other companies that are coming to the table with this stuff. And cheese. Cheese is another thing that that she can't have. Mm-hmm. But I got her a thing of A2 cheese. And we'll see how that works. If it works out for her, I'm happy because it's like when you can't have something for that long. I mean, I could tell you what milk and cheese taste like because I'll roll the dice too. I do not care. But I haven't gone 15 years without it, you know? So anyway, it changes everything, pizza and everything like that. So I was just going to throw it at you. It just came to my beautiful head. All right, so we have no dumb questions. My beautiful mind. Here we go.
What's the weight of a cloud in the sky? Do fish ever sleep? Do they blink? Do they cry? Why is the sun so hot? The moon so cool? If I ask too much, does it make me a fool?
No dumb questions, it's all okay.
If it sounds dumb, I'll ask anyway.
Relax, it's fine, it's how I shine.
If it sounds dumb, it's probably mine.
Do ants have names? Do they call each other? Does the wind have a dad? Does the rain have a mother? Why's my toast always landing face down? Why does my dog hate the vacuum sound?
I wonder out loud, I'll never stop. Curiosity's my crown.
Yo, yo!
No dumb questions, it's all okay.
If it sounds dumb, I'll ask anywhere.
Relax, it's fine, it's how I shine.
If it sounds dumb, it's probably mine.
Why do we laugh when it's quiet at night?
Do dreams have colors or just black and white?
Why is the world round that shape like a square?
Do stars get lonely way up there?
I don't know. Do they get lonely way up there?
I hope not.
That's a good song.
Hope they have each other for friends.
I love that song.
I know.
I really do.
It's a very happy song.
It is a good one. All right. From Lucy, what would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10?
As what, though?
I don't know.
Like
that's
looks?
The question. I'm assuming looks. I'm assuming
as
looks.
As a quality human being?
All of them. All of them. What would you rate yourself? I'm just going to rate myself a 9.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I want to have my self-confidence. I just want to come out guns blazing and being like, it's good to be me. Oh,
you don't look at yourself in the mirror and go, God, you're good looking. I don't either, but I will start. I mean, you should talk to yourself in the mirror sometimes.
Right. I don't spend really a lot of time looking in mirrors. I think you know this about me. I don't.
Yeah.
And my hair can testify to that.
Yeah.
People are like, maybe just a little bit more time in mirrors, like enough to run a brush through your hair. I'm just saying, have you thought about doing something about your hair? I know. Well, I have curly hair, so it makes it really.
But would you rate yourself? You're not. I'm giving myself a 9. Hey, if I wasn't a 9, I would say it.
You would, but also self-inflation. I mean, there is also just like, you are really self-appreciative. I mean, nobody likes you. Well, Wylene, but nobody else likes you as much as you like yourself.
No, go stop. Don't turn this on me.
You
gotta rate yourself.
You're 9. You're impervious to this.
What would you rate yourself?
Ooh.
Come on.
Like a 6?
A 6, huh? Yeah. So you're just one number above unsightly. Mm. Come on, Molly. Why would you do that?
Unsightly would be under 5. 5 is just like,
average,
like I'm not
right?
turning heads. Nobody's like stopping traffic to check me out.
Well, no one's stopping traffic to check me out either, but that's different. That's someone else's opinion. I'm just giving, you know,
no,
yourself.
I mean, I would definitely put myself in the category of like,
me.
6. I would say 6. Yeah.
6.
I know.
All right.
Maybe I should work on it. myself a little bit more.
Yeah. You should talk to yourself every day in the mirror. I used to talk to myself in a shower.
What would you say?
Oh, I would just say, you know, hi to everybody that died.
They're like, we're not in the shower with you. We'll give you some personal space to be naked and wet. You're like, no, I know you're in here because I'm a 9 and you totally missed this body. Like, God, this guy. Wow.
Oh, if I had to rate my body, I would rate it as a 5. I'm not. Yeah.
So wait, do you go from your body being a 5 to you being a 9?
I don't know. Confidence.
There's some math that I'm not getting. Smile. I mean, I know that I'm not great at math, but I'm good at eyes.
Like, I got
adding,
nice eyes.
Subtracting. I'm good at finding averages. Like, I know how to find the average of something. So based on that, you would have to be like an 18 to be a 9. And a 5.
Why?
Because
that doesn't make sense. My body's a 5. Me as a whole is a 9.
So what, your face is like a 26?
Yes.
You're like, I've got really stellar feet. It's pulling up the average.
Yes.
Hmm.
9 and 5. Yeah. Confidence, Molly. You need more of that. Come on. Come on.
No, I mean, this is the thing, is that I know a lot of really attractive people.
Okay, me too.
You know what I mean? So it's grounding. When you know good-looking people and you can tell the difference between what a good-looking person looks like and what you look like.
Well, it's also I'm adding everything in there, personality and everything. Because I know some really good-looking people who have awful personalities. So, I kind of look at it like that.
Okay. Well, I mean, if we're throwing in personality, I can bump those numbers up. I could bump those up.
To what? A 7?
Yeah.
Come on.
7 or an 8. How about that?
7 or an 8.
Yeah. I think personality-wise, I hold up my end of things.
Yeah.
Like, I think that what I lack in looks, I can make up for in fun. You know what I mean? I might not be the best looking person at the table, but you'll want to sit next to me because we're going to have a good time. I mean, I'm definitely the person where it's like, if you want to giggle, like, come sit by me.
Yes.
And I am truly interested in other people.
Okay.
So that's the other thing, is that I realize, like, what you realize in life is that people will maybe ask you about yourself, maybe.
Maybe.
But are they really listening? And that's the one thing that I do, and I do well, is that I listen to people and I remember. So it was like, there was like a guy at work and, it was just Father's Day. And he's like, oh, my kids gave me candy. I was like, oh, did they give you Reese's peanut butter cups? He's like, they did. How did you? And I was like, well, you said that was one of your favorites.
Really?
And he's like, yeah, like stuff like that, like where it's just, and people, it means something. Like, it's like, oh, you heard me. Like, it wasn't just like I said this and you were like, okay, well, whatever. Yeah. So I think that adds a little to my numbers, you know?
Okay.
So I'm obviously they're not going to be calling me for the cover of
GQ.
GQ. Peter just got GQ sent to him. I don't know. Like, all of a sudden, I don't know who signed him up for a subscription, but it's been coming the last couple of months.
Yeah.
And it came the other day and it has Tom Holland on the front of it, but it's this like really arty photo. He's like, what? What is this? Are they like, he's like, this isn't GQ. This is like all arty now. It used to just be, I was like, oh my God, it's not your GQ. It's this, what happened to the days of good men with chiseled jaw lines that just looked, you know, like this was like partly in shadow and it was really, he was not. He was like, what? He's like,
GQ, I mean, you should fall into the category. It's not like it's the swimsuit contest, you know, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit. you know. The
no,
cover's
I always
never,
think I. You know. I don't really. I mean, Guys Quarterly. I don't know much about GQ. I just remember Does Maxim still exist?
I think so.
That was
Maxim.
Always like the garbage can where they're like hot girl in bikini on cover of Maxim. I'm like, I wonder who the target audience is for this.
Yeah, it is all men. Mm-hmm. It is all men. I remember. Yeah, Maxim. I don't know. I haven't seen a magazine in so long.
Yeah, I was surprised GQ started showing up at the house. He's like, I'm like, why would I sign you up for GQ? Like, if they had The Economist, if they had Time Magazine or U.S. News and World Report, those are some of the things that I would sign you up for. GQ? He's like, no. Like, it was really funny because that's where he saw that jorts were back.
I was going to ask
GQ
you that.
Magazine. He's like, jorts are back. I was like, give me that magazine. Who sent this to you? I was so upset. I think we talked about it on the podcast.
Yes, we did.
I was like, who sent this to you? This is propaganda. This is not real. And he's like, it's in GQ. Jorts are back. So I've been very leery every month when it shows up that he's going to get some other wild idea.
Well, did you ever get him jorts for?
I didn't.
Dang it, Molly. I will buy them. I will pay for them. I will buy them with our sponsorship money when that happens. Come on.
Wear them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I actually only shop. Ready for this? Mm. He needs to go. I know you do the shopping. He needs to go, and you need to take him to Costco. You go to Costco all the time.
Do they have jorts at Costco?
They have everything there. This is nuts, right? I have a buddy of mine that told me months ago, Nick, I think it was Nick. He said, I buy all my clothes there. I'm like, oh, that's
interesting. I just bought clothes for the boys, for Declan and Peter there. I'm actually going to Costco today.
Okay.
They have jorts. I will check. If they have jorts,
yeah,
I will buy them.
I buy nothing but clothes there now at Costco and Sam's Club.
I don't know if they have jorts. I have not seen jorts at Costco because it would have come up on my radar. But I will look today when I go.
Okay. Yeah. And I'll look at Sam's Club for you because I got to go there today too. And if they have jorts there.
Box store babies. They're like, who needs work? I'm just going to go hang out at the box store today. Big day. Somebody's heading to Sam. Somebody's heading to Costco.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. The clothes is, it's good. I mean, people know. If you don't know, you don't know. But the clothes is good quality and it's cheap.
Yeah. The prices cheap. I mean, you really can't beat the prices. I recently, because I got a golf shirt for Declan that was really nice. And then some shorts, like some dress shorts for him to wear. Like it was, because I was just like, listen, he's a growing boy.
Uh-huh.
I'll buy him Nike stuff when it's on sale because he likes like Nike Jordan. And they've got really cool designs. So like I'm happy to get him shorts and sweats or joggers or whatever in Nike. But for like summer stuff that's just going to be like he's not even going to fit into it next season, I'm not breaking the bank on that. Like until he is grown and is a size, like, I'm not. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I definitely wouldn't either. I mean, the price comparison to Walmart versus those box store clothes is literally night and day. You know? Walmart is, like, more expensive.
Walmart is not more expensive.
Yes. It depends on what you're getting.
Okay.
You know, it does. I mean, I can pick up a nice pair of running shorts. Again, I don't run.
I was going to say, for what? The ice cream truck? I'm a 9.
A lot cheaper than I can at Walmart. So there you go. Remember, I bought those running shorts at Walmart and they left a security tag on it.
Yeah, and you had to go back and they're like, sir, I know you didn't steal these. I'm not even sure if they're yours. You're like, well, it was a mistake, but can you take off the tag?
Yeah.
I've got some lounging to do. Yeah. I need to run through the remote control channels and find something good to watch.
You know me well. All right.
I'm right there with you.
See you guys tomorrow. Have a good day and do yourself good.